Classic, and then a couple of wins over traditional powerhouse Beulah. Then in area play, the Tigers are off to a 2-2 start. A couple of victories over Smith Station to begin league play, all by a couple of close losses to a powerhouse in Central. And then another tight contest against number 4 in the state, Hoover, this past week. Those results, however, may be the most indicative of the improvement of this program. Auburn has been on the doorstep of those three victories against top 5 teams in the state. Tonight is not a top 5 opponent, but it is certainly one you got to win if you want to find yourself in that upper echelon. We pick up action here in the bottom of the second inning. It's senior night for the Auburn High Tigers as they play the Wildcats of Ben Russell in the circle tonight. For the Wildcats out of Ben Russell, well, let's check that. For the circle tonight for Auburn has been M.A. Grace, who has thrown two clean innings thus far. And in the circle for Benjamin Russell, on the other hand, it's the pitcher, number 30, Aubrey Chapman, who's thrown one clean inning. And she'll deliver home to Emily Seeley, who stands in from the right side. And they're underway again with Auburn High softball. Once again, we're in the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Tigers and Wildcats. 2-0 count to the Auburn catcher, Seeley. Auburn got a base runner in the top of the first inning. Checked out the bottom on an Ashlyn Harton two-out walk. She then stole second base, but the Tigers were unable to get her home. 2-0 pitch runs way inside. It's 3-0 to the Auburn backstop, Seeley. No countdown to first pitch tonight, but did want to mention Russell Building Supply and Russell Dewitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. We'll give you the Auburn Bank starting lineups in just a moment. Here's the 3-0 pitch in there for a called strike one on the inside corner to Seeley. Auburn in the Plowder blue jerseys tonight in the white pants with the white socks. Ben Russell in the all-black unis with the maroon socks. 3-1 comes home to Seeley. That's in there for a called strike two, and it's a full. Full count pitch to the leadoff batter for the Tigers here in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch comes home and fouled off by Seeley at the dish. It'll stay full. Told you Aubrey Chapman for the Wildcats worked a clean inning a moment ago. And on the 3-2 pitch, she's getting set to fire it again. Rock and the fire by Chapman. Upstairs, fouled off again. Emily Seeley drawing a couple of pitches out here. She'll see another 3-2 pitch. A little bit different looking lineup tonight than we're used to for the Tigers. We'll give you that in just a moment. Just about all seniors in there getting the starts tonight. 3-2 pitch coming home. Inside and low. And Seeley works a walk to begin the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring Haley Counts to the dish. Haley's average gone up here as of late. Was sitting around that 230 mark, but the on-base percentage, one of the highest on this team. She had led the team in walks for a little while there. Going to get a pinch runner now, Kelsey Tabor. We're head down to first base in place of Emily Seeley, who is on base with the walk. Chapman getting set to come home with the first pitch to Auburn first baseman Haley Counts. Here it is on the outside half. Runner goes. Throw down to second base is not in time. Tabor's in there with a stolen base. Not a great jump by Tabor that time, but she's able to slide around the tag. Ball was a little bit out in front of second base. Shortstop came up and made a nice play trying to get the tag on her, but a nice slide by Tabor gets her in there. Chapman checks her wristband on the left side. Comes home with the 0-1 pitch. Lifted on the infield. That'll stay there. Shortstop over to get it. That's Lydia Montgomery who puts it away for out number one. Turns the at-bat over to Faith Tolan now getting the start in left field today. One of Faith's big moments in her Auburn High softball career, that grand slam last year in the area tournament over in Phoenix City. The first pitch comes home from Chapman. There's a spinner on the inner half for strike one. Faith comes into today. Average down at 0.67 for the Auburn outfielder. Certainly capable of more. She fouls the first pitch she sees back to the net. Check that. The second pitch she sees, that'll make it 0-2. Auburn with a runner down at second here in the bottom of the second inning. One down. No score between Ben Russell and the Tigers. Chapman in the circle. The righty rocks and fires the 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. 1-2. Told you Faith's got some pop in the bat. Seen her go long before. No home runs on the year, but does have a double. 1-2 pitch. Misses the zone. 2-2. Tenth year head man Matt Hendricks down there in the third base coaching box in the all white today. Sands the shorts. Got the black shorts on. 2-2 pitch coming home to Tolan. Here it is. Check the swing. Ball missed the inner half. That'll run it full. 3-2. Key pitch here in the game as Tolan tries to work her way on and give the Auburn shortstop, Daly, also broke a chance here with one down and runners at first and second, but got to get the base runner over. Here's the 3-2 pitch coming home. Chapman delivers it, catches the black on the outer half of the plate for strike three, and that's a good-looking pitch by the Ben Russell hurler. There's two down. So Daly will get a two-out chance rather than a one-out chance here. The 4-11 hitter on the year. Daly's average has gone up, up, up this year. Two bombs on the season. Six doubles. Does have a triple. Has hit primarily in that cleanup spot. She drops down to the eight hole today in place of a few seniors getting some at-bats. Here on senior day, first pitch to her is down and out, 1-0. There's a 1-0 pitch. Misses the zone low, 2-0. Lissa Hood would be next, the Auburn second baseman. Odd to have your 4-11 hitter down in the eighth spot, but that's what Auburn gets the luxury of tonight. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Daly at one in her eyes. Probably looked like a beach ball to the Auburn shortstop and came up empty. 2-1. 2-1 pitch comes home, skips away from the catcher. That'll go to 3-1, and Tabor heads down to third base. So the Tigers have a runner 60 feet away here, and a hitter's count due to shortstop Daly Alsobrook. Chapman gets set to come home. Key pitch in the inning. Here's the 3-1 home. Line through the left side. That's a base hit for Daly Alsobrook. 1-1 will score in Kelsey Tabor, and the Tigers take the lead first, 1-0. Nice job by Alsobrook to stay back on that one. A 3-1 pitch ropes it right under the glove of the third baseman, Macy Knox. Couldn't get it down in time. That one trickles into left field, and Tigers find themselves on the board early. Got to bring Lissa to the plate. The Auburn second baseman has gotten majority of the starts out there this year. First pitch to her comes in low, 1-0. Hood, a 292 hitter on the season. 346 is the on-base percentage. No home runs, does have a few doubles on the season. The 1-0 pitch comes in high, 2-0. Also, Brooks single into left, the first hit of the game between either team. Been a pitcher's duel so far with only a couple of walks supplying base runners. 2-0 pitch comes home to Hood. Inside, 3-0. Tigers trying to work a little two-out magic here with Madison Allen standing on deck. Doubt they would turn Lissa Hood loose here, but seen it happen before. That one right down Main Street, and Hood watches it all the way, 3-1. Alsabrook at first, Auburn up 1-0, 3-1 count due to the Auburn second baseman Hood with two down. Here it is. That misses low, and the Tigers have base runners now at first and second. Two down in the bottom of the second inning. Boy, with the way M.A. Grace has pitched this year, one run might be all you need. Madison Allen will turn it over now. She grounded out the third in the first at-bat of the ball game for the Tigers. A 4.19 average. She leads this Auburn High team in that category. Seven home runs, two doubles, and a triple on the season. Seven walks and only five strikeouts for Madison Allen. The first pitch runs upstairs, ball one. Which way are 1-0 coming home from Chapman. Here it is. Misses high again, 2-0. Emily Seeley walked to open the inning. Tabor came on to run for her. She stole a base, advanced on a wild pitch, and then scored on a daily Alsabrook single to left field. Alsabrook at second. Lissa Hood then walked to move up to first. Allen skies this one over to the left side, but that's going to be caught by Montgomery, the shortstop. She was able to go to her right. That one off the hands of Allen and right into the glove of the waiting Wildcat. But Auburn gets a run on a hit, and no errors in the inning. After two, 1-0, Tigers on top of the Ben Russell Lady Wildcats. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
1-0 Auburn High after two innings of work. We head to the top of the third now. It'll be Ariana Ware, the first baseman for the Ben Russell Wildcats, stepping in against the right arm of M.A. Grace, the Auburn High Tiger pitcher on the day. She's worked a couple clean innings thus far. Can she keep it going here in the third inning? The first pitch is fouled right back to the screen, and we're underway in the third inning of work. Told you, senior day for this Auburn High softball squad. We'll run you through the infield very quickly. Emily Seeley behind the dish. Over at first base is Haley Counts. Lissa Hood at second. Here's the 0-1 pitch, bunted right back to M.A. Grace in the circle. She fields and throws to first in time for the out number one. Quarterback in the infield, the shortstop Daly Alsabrook. At the hot corner, it'll be Madison Allen. Over in left field, Faith Tolan gets the start. In center, Ashlyn Harton. Good sight to see her back after first part of this season. Ashlyn was dealing with an injury. She's able to get back, help this team out on a later part of the year. First pitch to number 8, Cheyenne Fuller, is chopped over to the Auburn dugout, foul. For in right field today, Morgan Sides, the senior, getting the start out there. And of course, we mentioned in the circle today, it is M.A. Grace. She checks the wristband and fires home. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Fuller, the catcher. It's nothing and two. Oh, 2 coming home from Grace. The spinner goes upstairs and retires another. M.A. Grace with another strikeout. And there are two down in the inning. May starting to get that screwball going. When she does, boy, that's a dangerous pitch. Strikeout number 58 on the year for M.A. Grace. Her and Abby Helms been trading blows here. Abby up to 64. 0-1 pitch coming home to the right fielder. Henley Bree is chopped back foul against the backstop. Nothing in two. Tigers trying to work very quickly through this third inning. Get their wraps back in the bottom of the half. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Grace coming home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 59 on the year for M.A. Grace. And that's three outs for the Auburn High defense. We head to the bottom of the third. Auburn on top of Ben Russell. 1-0 here at the Auburn High School Softball Complex. Once again, you're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSCC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Teamwork is key to winning on the softball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W Lee.
To the bottom half of the third we go. Auburn High on top of Ben Russell here at the Auburn High School Softball Complex. Welcome in to the Auburn High School Sports Network. Jack Hutton here to bring you through all the action tonight. The first pitch coming home to the Auburn two-hole batter, Morgan Sides, who grounded out to short her first time up. It misses low, and we're underway in the bottom of the third inning. We told you about the defense for the Auburn High Tigers in the last inning as that pitch crosses the plate in the zone. 1-1 now to Sides. Run you through the starting order very quickly as we didn't have a chance to do that to begin the game. Madison Allen at third, leading things off. Right behind her, Morgan Sides. She swings through the 1-1 pitch, 1-2 now. Ashlyn Harton, the three-hole hitter. Lily Ondi behind her will clean things up. Emily Seeley in the five-hole. It'll be Haley Counts in the six, playing first base. In the seven-hole, Faith Tolan steps into left field. 1-2 pitch misses outside. Daly Alsobrook down at the eighth spot. And then Alyssa Hood rounds things out in the nine-hole for the Tigers tonight. Those are your Auburn Bank starting lineups. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School softball. Once again, their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Visit Auburn Bank, once again, champions of you. Morgan Sides fouls off the 2-2 pitch to the left side up against the dugout. Only one hit in the game between these two squads. Sides trying to change that number right now. Two's wild on the count. Here's the pitch home. Skips up there, and it'll run it full, 3-2. Full count pitch due home to the Auburn right fielder, Sides. Here it is. Another foul ball back to the screen. Sides hanging tough. Morgan, a 200 hitter on the season. 11 plate appearances on the year. Has primarily been a pinch runner. Does have a couple of hits. One walk, four strikeouts. Here's a 3-2 pitch, and there's another walk for Morgan Sides as she draws the pitch up high. Just her second of the year. She finds her way aboard as a leadoff runner here in the bottom of the third inning. With that, you can flip the lineup now to Ashlyn Harton, the Auburn center fielder, who told you out with an injury for the first part of this year, but has come back as some much-needed depth in the outfield for the Tigers. By depth, I mean a starter. And Ashlyn is. Runner goes to first base, swing and a miss. Throw down to second. Not in time. Morgan Sides in there with a stolen bag. That's number three on the year for Morgan. She beats that throw out. Hart down in the count 0-1. In 41 plate appearances this year, Hart with a 333 average. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming home to her. Swung on, grounded to the right side, fielded by the second baseman, Davis. She pitches it over to first base for out number one, but the runner does move up. Ashlyn Harton does a nice job of getting one in scoring position here. Already in scoring position, gets a runner to third there, makes it a little bit easier job for Lily Ondi, the cleanup batter. A lot of pop in that bat from Ondi from the right side. 225 hitter on the season and 46 plate appearances. No home runs on the year. Certainly like to change that by Ondi. Does have the potential to go yard, though. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming home from Chapman. Swung on, foul back to the screen. Be able to run the count to one's wild. Behind her, it'll be Emily Seely, and then Haley Counts. Tigers hoping to get to those batters in this inning. That likely would mean a run for Auburn. Here's the 1-1 pitch coming home. Right back to the pitcher. She'll look at third, now throw it over to first base. Now the runner coming home, and she's going to be in there. Morgan Size, a nice job of base running. She comes a couple of steps off of third when Chapman comes out of the circle and fires it to first base. With a head of steam, she comes home and just beats the throw. Auburn steals a run on the ground out by Ondi. Give her an RBI. So Seely will come to the dish with two outs and nobody on, but the run already across for the Tigers. First pitch to her, fouled off to the right side, right into the parking lot. Stay away from my truck. I wouldn't mind if it maybe went into the bed of the truck. Give me a little souvenir to take home. Here's a pitch grounded foul. Right by the third base bag, 0-2, it'll run. Auburn got a run thanks to a walk by Sines and some excellent base running. A stolen base to get to second. Auburn moves her up on the Ashlyn Harton ground out over to third base. And then she takes home on a ground out back to the pitcher as she takes off as soon as the pitcher went to first base with it. The 0-2 pitch misses outside to Seely, 1-2. .167 hitter on the year is Emily. Does have a .481 OPS. Swings and misses through the 1-2 pitch, though, and that will retire the Auburn Tigers side here in the bottom of the third. But the Tigers do get a run. No hits in the inning. The walk comes around to score, and no errors by the Wildcat defense. We've played three here at the Auburn High Softball Complex. 2-0 Tigers on top of the Ben Russell Wildcats. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
The Gouche Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gouchecenter.auburn.edu. That's gouchecenter.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
2-0 top of the fourth inning. Auburn on top of Benjamin Russell. The Gracie train keeps rolling here with M.A. Grace in the circle for the Tigers. She comes home with the first pitch of the inning, and we are underway in the fourth. It'll be two. The Ben Russell shortstop, Lydia Montgomery, who stands in from the left side. She leads things off for this Wildcat offense. Grounded out her first time up, but she pops this one into shallow right field. Out is Lissa Hood. Squeezes the leather on it, and there's one down in the inning. Macy Knox now the batter, the third baseman. Told you earlier tonight, it is senior night for the Auburn High Tigers. Got the numbers painted everywhere. There's going to be a player for the Tigers. You've got Morgan Sides over in right field. Haley Counts at first base. Ashlyn Harton in center field. That pitch a strike, by the way, to Macy Knox. 0-1 to count. Madison Allen over at third base. In left field, it's Faith Tolan. Behind the dish, it's Emily Seeley, and then the designated player tonight, Lily Ondi. Big congrats to those seniors on senior night. The 0-1 pitch right down the middle, 0-2. O2 coming home from MA. Here it is, right back up the middle, and that's the first hit of the game for the Ben Russell Wildcats. A nice piece of hitting on 0-2 as MA just left it up. Never want to mention it, but MA does a really nice job of going deep into games. And last few times she's been out, she's gotten to at least the fourth inning with no hits on the board. Have to at least keep an eye on it. First pitch is fouled over the netting. 0-1 to count two. Katie Davis, the second baseman. Ben Russell with the first base runner of the evening. Just like that, you can go from throwing a no-hitter to the tying run at the dish. M.A. Grace comes on the field to bunt. She'll throw it over to first base. Oh, Counts can't squeeze it. Runners will move up to second and third as the ball gets into right field. And just like that, the Wildcats are in business. I think Haley tried to stretch before the ball had been thrown. Maybe as the ball was being thrown, and ball kind of tailed away from her. Nobody's fault there, just a bad break for the Tigers. Now here is the cleanup hitter, Rayleigh Caldwell, designated player. Struck out her first time up. She'll see a 1-0 pitch from M.A. Grace. Here it is. Oh, missed low and outside. Must have 2-0. Auburn up 2-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. One down. But the Wildcats from Benjamin Russell threatening. Pitch to the righty. Swinging and a miss by Caldwell. 2-1. Took something off that one, did Grace. M.A. the righty. Sets, comes home. Bunted on the infield, right back to Grace. Throw back to second base, gets away from the second baseman, and a run will come in to score for the Wildcats. Might have been better to just eat that one. Lissa Hood came over to field the throw from M.A. Grace. It was popped right back to her in the circle. Did have the runners off the bags momentarily. I think Katie Davis was going to be safe sliding back into second base anyways. Tigers may have had a play there. But a poor throw by Grace from beyond the circle. Skips out away from Lissa Hood, and a run comes in to score. So 2-1, and now Ben Russell with the tying run at second base. And Aubrey Chapman, the pitcher, stepping in to try and help her cause. Kick and a delivery. Popped up right back to us. That'll get off the screen. Foul. Nothing in two. Interesting decision there by Ben Russell with two down to bunt. One of their more power hitting threats. See if they keep it on here on the 0-2 pitch coming home. Here it is from M.A. Popped into left field. Coming on is Tolan. She calls for it, puts the glove on it, and the Tigers are out of the inning. But a run does score on a hit, and two Auburn errors in the inning bring the Wildcats closer. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 Tigers on top of the Wildcats. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the softball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Welcome back to Auburn High Softball Complex. Tigers out in front of this one, 2-1 over the Ben Russell Wildcats. Benjamin Russell does get a run to draw closer there in the top of the fourth inning, as they were being no hit by the right arm of M.A. Grace until she allows a hit and a couple of errors in the inning bring this closer. And now it'll be Haley Counts, the batter, takes the first pitch low. Second pitch, skips up there now, 2-0. Chapman on for her fourth inning of work. Oh, and pitch for pitch with M.A. Grace right now. 2-0 pitch coming home. Misses high to Counts, 3-0. Haley worked the count to 3-0 her first time up. Chapman came back to get it full and then induced a pop-up on the infield. Let's see if the Auburn first baseman can change the course of events here. 3-0 pitch comes home. Right down the middle for strike one, 3-1. Tigers look like they'll turn it over to Faith Tolan in the 7-hole. I don't think a pinch hitter has been called for. 3-1 pitch. Misses high and way outside, and that'll be a walk for Haley Counts. Third straight inning. Tigers have got the leadoff runner on via the walk. They've been able to get the run home in both innings thus far. Let's see if Faith Tolan can help the cause here. 2-1 Tigers. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. No outs. Runner at first base. Here's a first pitch from Chapman. Tolan squares around the bunt, lays it down the third baseline. Throw over to first base. Gets her by half a step. They'll throw back to second base, and the ball gets into left field. Counts has got to get up and go. She'll get up from second. Hendricks will send her around third base. Here comes the throw from the shortstop. It will be late, and the Tigers get on the board again. Give the sacrifice bunt to Faith Tolan. No RBIs for it, but Haley Counts gets down to second base, finally realizes the ball's in left field, gets on her horse, and is able to score from first on the play. So the Tigers lead this 3-1. One down in the inning, and Daly Alsobrook stepping in with nobody on. First pitch to her runs up there, 1-0. Counts made it to second base, went sliding back into second as the throw came from the first baseman, but it got into left field and by the shortstop, Montgomery, as Alsobrook pops this one up on the infield. Under it is the second baseman, Davis, and there are two down in the inning. So Alyssa Hood will stand in the path of Ben Russell's only one run given up here in this inning. First pitch to her runs inside, 1-0. The Counts dove back into the bag just a moment ago to finish up what we were telling you about. Took a second to realize the ball had gotten away from the left fielder, but took off towards third. Matt Hendricks sent her around third base, but the throw coming into the shortstop, Montgomery, as that pitch misses outside, 2-0. Counts was able to beat the throw home. Tigers at 14-7 on the year have played now three very tight contests against top five teams in the state, two of which were on the road. A two-run loss to Central here last week, and then the next night a one-run loss, and then a two-run loss to Hoover most recently. 2-1 pitch, skips up there, 3-1. Tigers have been in it, still looking for the big win on the year, but been in every game they've played. Good sign for this Auburn High team charging into the playoffs. They've done it off the arms of M.A. Grace, Abby Helms, Lily Brewer, all been good for the Tigers in the circle this year. Lisa Hood's been good for the Tigers, too. She ropes one in the left center field, will round the bag at first, but not before a nice play is made by Gallivan, cutting things off out there in left center and holding Hood to a single. Auburn with another two-out base runner. It'll give Madison Allen a chance, the 419 hitter coming into today. Seven home runs on the season. Madison being stuck at the top of the lineup is probably Auburn's just pure hitter right now. Pitch to Allen, misses up and out, 1-0. One-oh pitch getting set to come home to Madison Allen. Here it is, swing and a miss by Allen, 1-1. Hood down at first base, two down in the inning. 3-1 Tigers on top of the Ben Russell Wildcats here at the Auburn High School softball complex. Tigers have been held to only two hits on the day, but an error has helped out the cause as well. Allen ropes a single in the left field, and that will get the runner Hood up to second base. Throw came in as Hood took off. It was hit so hard that there was time for Gallivan to come up throwing in left field. But Hood in there successfully, and the Tigers will turn the order over to Morgan Sides now with two down with an RBI opportunity. Sides 0-for-1 on the day. Grounded out to short in the first inning and walked in the third and came around to score. She pops one up deep to left field. Going back is Gallivan, though, to make the grab for out number three. Sides hit it hard, but just shy of the warning track. The catch is made. The Tigers do get a run in the inning on a hit. Take that, two hits in the inning by the Tigers. Nope, only one hit. Got to figure things out. Two hits in the inning for the Tigers, Hood and Allen, both with line drive singles into left field, and the Tigers get on the board again. 3-1 Auburn as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey Auburn, stop dealing with unreliable network copiers, printers, and scanners and waiting days for service. ABS Business Systems of Auburn is your AU alumni-owned and operated local solution. A full-line Canon, Lexmark, Toshiba, and Ricoh dealer, ABS of Auburn specializes in smooth, efficient office operations. Get the systems, tools, and expertise you need, plus reliable support that's always on call.
ABS of Auburn, how may we help you?
Call 334-329-7000 to schedule a free on-site consultation today. War Eagle.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
3-1 Tigers as we head to the top of the fifth inning. M.A. Grace out for her fifth inning of work. And the Ben Russell Wildcats turn the order over to Morgan Phillips. That is, a center fielder pops one right back to the screen. It'll hit and come into the glove of Sealy. Nothing and one. Tigers have got one run in the last three innings. Ben Russell was able to put up a tally mark in the top of the fourth. One hit on the day for Ben Russell. That's all M.A. Grace has given up, but she skips in the 0-1 pitch, 1-1. Wildcats with a 6-7 record on the year. Auburn, on the other hand, 14-7. Played a few more games. And the 1-1 pitch skips in there. Nice dig out on the throwback by M.A. Grace. Sealy threw it a little bit low. Our first baseman, Grace, comes up with it. This play. On senior night for the Auburn High Tigers, Grace comes home with the 2-1 pitch. This is roped deep into left field. Going back is Tolan, and that'll sail over the wall for Benjamin Russell. That's a solo shot, and they've cut it to a one-run lead. That was lined over the fence in left by Morgan Phillips, the center fielder, who gets things started well in the top of the fifth for the Wildcats. Grace has given up 2 hits and as many runs tonight. The Auburn High defense will come together to have a discussion. We might have a little equipment failure from the mask of M.A. Grace. Coach Matt Hendricks will come out to have a look. Tigers defense will come together. Give us a chance to tell you about some action happening this week on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Auburn baseball will be on the road tomorrow in Central. We believe the game time for that has been moved up to 3 p.m., which renders us unavailable to cover that one. However, Thursday, the Tigers will be back home. We will have that on the Auburn High School Sports Network. That game time should be getting underway at 5 o'clock. You can join us right here on WLE 96.3 for that call. It'll be either myself or Scott Bagwell over at the Auburn High School Baseball Complex. Believe we're ready for softball again. Stepping in, it will be Ariana Ware, the first baseman, as she fouls the first pitch she sees back to the netting, nothing and one. M.A. Grace stuck right on 59 strikeouts on the year. Love to see her get to the big 6-0 in this one. The 0-1 pitch comes home to Ware. Ooh, just missed a corner. Must have. 1-1. Postseason, of course, coming up for Auburn softball and Auburn High baseball. Auburn High softball will have the area tournament no matter what. As the pitch runs inside, 2-1 to Ware. No matter what happens the rest of the way, they'll be in the area tournament and fighting for that 1 or 2 seed. 2-1 pitch misses outside again, and M.A. Grace losing a little bit of control here. Only 6 walks on the season for M.A. We'll see if she can bear down here and keep that number from inflating. 3-1 comes home. Miss low, and M.A. Grace with a little bit of control issues now. Ben Russell with the first 2 on for the first time today. And that'll bring up Cheyenne Fuller, who now represents the go-ahead run for the Cats. Still nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Already 1 run across and a runner down at first base. First pitch to Fuller. Swing and a miss, strike 1. Grace came in and challenged the Wildcat backstop. Three to two, your score. The 0-1 pitch comes home. Runner Ware taking off from first base. She'll be in there safely with a stolen base. Oh, Seeley came up throwing as Ware had come off the bag a few steps. It looked like Fuller was going to lay down a bunt there. Fuller may have... Are they going to say she went after that, or did she pull it back? I want to say she went after it, but the pitch will come home, and this is popped up into left field. Tolan over towards the foul line will run this one down, and she'll have it for out number 1. Nonetheless, the bunt was missed, and Ariana Ware, who does not run well, was caught off the bag. I think Auburn was a little caught off guard that Ware was running. Seeley got the throw there, but Ware was able to get in safely. So Henley Bree will be the batter. Struck out her first time up. First pitch, 2-0, and it gets away from Seeley back to the backstop. And a runner will move up to third base. O-1 getting set to come home to Henley Breese. She actually swung at that pitch, so it is an 0-1 pitch. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss again, nothing in two. M.A. trying to keep the tying run at third. Does Auburn have a little trouble today at the plate? Finding the rhythm against Aubrey Chapman. Only three hits on the day, two errors themselves. The 0-2 pitch, tipped foul just off the glove of Seeley back to the screen. It'll stay at 0-2. We're in the top of the fifth. Tigers up 3-2 with a tying run down at third for Ben Russell. One down and an 0-2 pitch due to Bree. Here it is. Skips up there 1-2. Good stop by Seeley back behind the dish. The Auburn senior getting the start today. Can M.A. Grace get a big out number two? Here's a 1-2 pitch coming home. Spins outside and it'll run it to 2-2. This is the nine-hole hitter for Ben Russell. You want to stay away from Lydia Montgomery with one down and an RBI possibility. Got to stay in the zone here and make her beat you. 2-2 comes home. Swing and a miss, strike three. M.A. Grace gets the big K, and there are two down in the inning. Tigers trying to keep the runner 60 feet away and get another tally in the left on base column for M.A. That brings up Lydia Montgomery, the shortstop. Popped out back in the fourth inning, takes the first pitch high for ball one. Grace with a fastball challenging her up. Montgomery chooses to let it go. Trying to tie things up is Montgomery. The 1-0 pitch bends in there for a strike. 1-1 on the off-speed pitch as Grace fooled Montgomery, who was looking fastball. Three runs for Auburn, two for Ben Russell. We're equal to that in the hit column. 1-1 pitch comes home, misses high, 2-1. Great smattering of blue and white down the third baseline. A lot of Ben Russell faithful out here, too, down the first base side. These schools only about 30, 40 minutes away from each other. 2-1 pitch, cut on and missed by Montgomery. That's a big cut, and she swings through and off speed again. Tigers a strike away from getting out of the fifth. But the tying run stands down at third base. Wind beginning to pick up, blowing in from right field. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Gray. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Tigers get out of it. Ben Russell gets the tying run to third, but M.A. Grace and the right arm get through the top of the order for Ben Russell. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Auburn on top, cleaning to a one-run lead, 3-2 here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Bottom of the fifth inning now. Ashlyn Harton will be the batter for the Tigers. The 3-4-5 hitters come to the dish. And before we get set for action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
Welcome back to the Auburn High School Softball Complex. Jack Hutton here with you to bring you through all the action today. And changing things over here in the circle for the Wildcats, it'll be Rayleigh Caldwell stepping in place of Aubrey Chapman. Chapman moves over to third base for Macy Knox. Caldwell now in the circle once again for the Cats. 1-0 pitch, grounded on the infield to second base. Up with it and over to first in time as Davis, and there's one down as Ashlyn Harton will trot off the field. Need to mention something of note here. Last inning, two strikeouts for M.A. Grace sends her over the big 6-0 mark. She's got to 61 strikeouts on the year now. That only three short of the leading pace of 64 currently set by Abby Helms. We continue to talk every game about how impressive this staff has been. As Lily Ondi ropes the first pitch into center field that she sees, and she's aboard for the Tigers with one down. Nothing fancy about that one. Ondi goes first pitch, fastball hunting, and drives one right into center field. Likely that the Tigers may send on a pinch runner here in Kelsey Tabor. We'll have to see what Matt Hendricks ends up doing. Yes, he will. He'll send on a pinch runner. It'll actually be Gracie Mason who runs down to the bag, gets set for her first action of the day. And Emily Seeley will be the batter, the five-hole catcher. With Mason down at first base, have to think Mason may be on the move here. With her speed and her stolen base numbers, already seven on the year. Excuse me, looking at the wrong one. Nine on the year for Gracie Mason. First pitch to Seeley with Mason going. Way outside, throw down to second base. Mason is in there safely ahead of the throw. 10 bags of delinquency on the year for Gracie Mason. And Emily Seeley now with a chance with a runner in scoring position. 1-0 pitch to her. Here it is. Roped into left field. Will it get down? Yes, it will. Mason will head back to the bag. Oh, now she'll think about going to third, but a nice play by the left fielder, Gallivan, to get the ball in quickly. Mason will have to hold up at second base. So Seeley finds her way on via the single, and that's two straight for the Tigers. Mason had to wait to make sure that one got down in the grass. And coming out to run for the catcher, Seeley. Now it'll be Kelsey Tabor. So two pinch runners on board for the Tigers. That makes room for Haley Counts at the dish now. One down in the bottom of the fifth inning. Auburn clinging to a 3-2 lead. But trying to lengthen things out here. Rayleigh Caldwell has started things off for the Cats in this inning. Got Ashlyn Harton to ground out to open up the inning, but then Auburn's strung together two singles. First pitch to Haley Counts on the outer half for strike one and a fastball. Tigers up to five hits on the day now after outlasting Aubrey Chapman, who was very good for Ben Russell. Kept him in this game up to this point. Caldwell comes home with the 0-1 pitch, misses out for ball one. Haley has popped up to short, walked on the day, came around to score on a couple of throwing errors back in the fourth inning. Caldwell comes home with a 1-1. Swung on, popped up on the infield. Chapman under it on the third base side. Dropped the ball. She'll have to pick it up. Tigers are going to have to, well, I guess they'll stay at the bag. Are we going to get an infield fly rule on that one? I believe we'll get an infield fly. Yes, it will be. That was popped up on the third base side. Aubrey Chapman, the pitcher of record today for Ben Russell. Now at the hot corner, she drifted back, got a glove on it, but popped right out of it. They'll say the runners will stay put, though, on the infield fly. So Counts is out. Faith Tolan now with a chance to drive in an RBI or two if she can get a hold of one. Faith, the left fielder, has struck out in the second inning and produced a sacrifice bunt an inning ago that got Haley counts all the way around after a couple throwing errors. 0-1 pitch. Missed low, 1-1. Auburn's been able to get only one big hit on the day. The rest have been done primarily through small ball. As they do lead 3-2 in this game, as that pitch misses down, 2-1 to Tolan. With runners at first and second here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Two down, 2-1 count to Tolan, but once again, Tigers have stretched out a couple of runs by getting runners on base, bunting them over, and then letting things happen in the field. 2-1. Misses outside and up, 3-1 now. Daly Alsobrook, the dangerous shortstop bat, batting 411 on the year with 7 home runs, stands in the on-deck circle. If the Tigers can get to her, that's who they want up. Kick in the deal on the 3-1 pitch is, wow, apparently on the outside corner for strike two. Full count pitch will be due to Faith Tolan. Watch the outside corner. Here's a 3-2 coming home from Caldwell. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Tigers are out of luck here in the bottom of the fifth inning. To the six we go. Auburn on top of Ben Russell, 3-2. They threaten but can't get anybody across here on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W Lee.
Knox will lead things off for the Ben Russell Wildcats as we head to the top of the sixth inning. Auburn High clinging to a one-run lead, 3-2. M.A. Grace has been very good today. Two hits, two runs given up, but two Auburn errors have also allowed for those runs to come around. Grace will begin her sixth inning of work with a ball low, 1-0. M.A. walked only her seventh batter of the season, but produced her 61st strikeout on the year an inning ago. 1-0 pitch coming home. Swing and a foul down the third baseline, 1-1. Looking ahead for Auburn High over the next few weeks, it'll be Wetumpka here on Thursday night. Won't have that broadcast for you here as it'll be Auburn High Baseball and Central about 100 yards from us. That pitch misses out, 2-1. They'll get Marbury on Monday night of next week, and then you get Opelika in town on Tuesday night. Head to next Thursday night where you go to Opelika. Now 3-1 as M.A. Grace misses again. A little uncharacteristic for M.A. as she's had some control issues the last few innings. 3-1 grounded foul by the third baseline. That'll run it full. Tigers go to Marbury, Alabama for another one on April 23rd and then get Beauregard on April 25th to close out the regular season. Area tournament will begin the next day. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a chopper right back to M.A. Grace. She fields steadily and throws over to first base in time for the out. Comes back from a 3-1 count. Now the umpires are going to discuss something here. Are they going to say an interference of some sort? First base umpire and the home plate umpire will discuss something down the first base line. Home plate umpire will give a quick chuckle and then come back to say something to Matt Hendricks. We still don't have a call. We still haven't received a call from the home plate umpire, an official call. Now we get a 3-2 count, meaning he calls foul ball. So erase the out. A foul ball is called. 3-2 the count now. M.A. Grace will have to come back and get her again. Grace, the righty, trying to finish the at-bat after all. 3-2. Popped up on the infield. Lissa Hood over, under. She's got it for out number one. Five more outs to get for the Tigers. They've been held to only five hits today. Trying to win it with their pitching, what they've done so often this year. This staff with a sub-3 ERA, a 2.80 on the year. First pitch comes home to the three-hole hitter, Katie Davis. She pops it into left field. Coming on is Tolan. Squeezes it for out number two. Two down. Now the pitcher, Rayleigh Caldwell, to the dish. Can help her calls tremendously if she were to run into one. M.A. Grace has worked 5 2/3 innings of two-hit softball. A couple of runs have come around to score, but the Tigers maintain that one-run lead. First pitch, fouled back to the screen, nothing and one. Auburn 2-2 in area four. If they can finish up with a couple of wins over Opelika, they will head into the area tournament more than likely as the two seed. 0-1 pitch, skips up there, 1-1. That all depends on the Central versus Smith Station series. 1-1 pitch coming home. Chopped on the infield, no foul, as that'll hit. Come up and hit the shoulder of Caldwell that time. They'll have to write it out of the book. The 1-2 pitch getting set to come home from M.A. Grace now, the righty, as she rubs her right hand in the dirt and is ready to go again. And a 1-2 pitch comes home. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Tigers get out of the sixth inning. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Tigers will try to buy a little insurance next on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Tigers up 3-2 on the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. We head to that bottom of the sixth after these messages on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic pain. It's made for living, for family, for your favorite hobbies, for sports, for morning walks and afternoon playing in the park. If you suffer from joint or orthopedic pain, turn to the experts at the Orthopedic Clinic. Our board-certified surgeons provide cutting-edge surgical procedures and high-quality, innovative services all close to home. Don't let joint or orthopedic pain keep you from doing all the things you love. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule an appointment today.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers looking for a good neighbor here in the bottom of the sixth inning as they try to buy a little insurance. Hello again, everybody. Jack Hutton here with you to bring you through the sixth inning on the Auburn High School Sports Network. 3-2 Tigers on top of the Ben Russell Wildcats. It'll be Daly Alsobrook standing in from the right side. This will be her third at-bat of the game. She singled and gained an RBI back in the second before popping up to second her last time up. She swings and pops this one down a right field line. Giving chase is the first baseman Ware, but she'll run out of room. Nothing and one goes the count to the Auburn shortstop. M.A. Grace has worked six innings for the Tigers. Likely she'll work a seventh. Auburn offense would like to give her a bigger cushion to work with. The 0-1 pitch runs inside, 1-1. single runs in each inning that either team has scored. 1-1 pitch to Alsabrook. Foul back. 1-2. Two tallies for Ben Russell, each in the fourth and fifth. A three-run day for the Tigers. One in the second, one in the third, and one in the fourth. Alsabrook at the dish. Caldwell comes home with the 1-2. Swinging a foul again over to the Auburn dugout. 1-2, it'll stay. That one will sting the hands of Alsabrook the tad. Done that one before. Right off a little hourglass shape of the bat there. Oh, that'll turn your hands red. Give a little vibration through everything. Daly with everything straightened out will step back in and take a ball low, 2-2. Daly stepped over just into the softball season after heading to the Final Four as part of the Auburn High School women's basketball team earlier this year. She rolls the 2-2 pitch foul to the third base side. Auburn has had the leadoff batter on in three out of five innings today. See if they can make that four out of six with Daly. 2-2 pitch, misses high. 3-2 now to the Auburn shortstop. Lissa Hood waiting on deck. It'll be Madison Allen after her. But first, Alsabrook getting set to see a full count pitch. Here it is. Misses low, and Daly works herself on. Auburn has had the leadoff runner on in four out of six innings today. So now it'll be Lissa Hood stepping in. Solid average on the year for Lissa, just above 270. Had a hit back in the fourth inning. Has been on twice today with a walk in the second. Daly down at first base. Normal depth for the Ben Russell Wildcats. First pitch to Hood in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. Hood came into the day a 292 hitter. 1-0 pitch. Misses low, 2-0. Alsabrook took a couple of steps, dancing off of first, but decides better of trying to steal a base. Pitch coming home to Hood. Swung on and grounded to third base. Up with it and throwing it across the diamond is the third baseman. She gets her in time as the throw just pulls the first baseman off the bag slightly, but she comes back to make the tag of the base. Alsabrook moves down to second on the play as Ben Russell was content with one out. So the Tigers do get the runner in scoring position for one of the hottest bats in the order, actually leading this team in average. Madison Allen stepping up, a 419 hitter on the season. First pitch, roped to the shortstop and off the glove of Montgomery. Alsabrook will stop at first base. Madison Allen's got another hit. A 2-for-4 day for the third baseman. Boy, that was roped to the shortstop.
Now batting number 43, Morgan Size.
Morgan Size will step in now. An RBI opportunity, a runner at third. Another runner on the other corner in Madison Allen. Only one down here in the sixth as Auburn tries to buy some insurance. Size flew out to deep left field last time up. She'll square around to bunt. Now she'll pull it back. Allen heads down to second base. That throw almost gets into left field as they tried to throw back behind Alsabrook at third base. Shortstop Montgomery came over to field it. Allen will take second base on the play, so that'll get the double play out of the head of the Wildcats. Let's see if Sides can bring home one, maybe even two runs here with a hit somewhere. The 0-1 pitch coming home misses outside, 1-1. Morgan began her career at Auburn High as a pitcher. primarily acted as an offensive player this year, both in pinch running and at the dish. 1-1 pitch, that is, catches the inner half, 1-2. I think that one froze Morgan as that was headed at her, then kind of cut back over the plate. Here's a 1-2 pitch coming home. Cut on, tap back to the circle. Here comes also Brooke home. They'll throw home. They can't get her. Madison Allen around third base. She will score. Here comes the throw to second base. Sides is in there safely, and the Tigers take a 5-2 lead. Sides laid down the bunt. I think Alsobrook is safe at the plate, regardless of the throw. But the throw gets away from the Benjamin Russell backstop. And Madison Allen, Johnny on the spot, touches third and races towards home, gives the Tigers a 5-2 lead. I'll give Morgan a hit, but I'll also give the error. At least that's what I would do. First pitch now to Ashland Harton, 5-2. Your score as the Tigers have cushioned things up here. Still only one out in the inning. You got Sides down at second base. You can buy a little more insurance here with Harton at the dish. Pitch two, or this is swung on and flown into left field, but there is Gallivan just shy of the track to make the catch. Harton hit that one a little bit harder than I think most at the ballpark thought. That brings up Lily Ondi, the designated player. Lined a single back up the middle in her last at bat. Tigers would like to get one more here, take that four-run lead, and make sure that one swing doesn't kill you. When this game heads to the seventh, Ondi, always with a big smile on her face, comes up to the right side of the dish. Now she's ready to face Rayleigh Caldwell. Auburn has roped three hits in this inning. First pitch to her, bounces up there. 1-0. Seven hits on the day for the Tigers. Two hits for Ben Russell. Your score 5-2. Tigers on top here as we play in the bottom of the sixth. Ondi takes a 1-0 pitch on the inner half for strike one. Sides down at second base after the bunt single that got Alsobrook home. Two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rock in the fire by Caldwell. Swung on, ground at third base side. Third baseman makes the play. She'll throw across the diamond, but they'll say a foul ball, actually. Certainly close, but the home plate umpire giving the call there. Ondi will have new life, as it looked like she would have been thrown out on the nice play on there by the hot corner. One-two pitch coming home. Misses outside, 2-2. Looking ahead to the Ben Russell top of the seventh inning, it'll be the 6, 7, and 8 hitters for the Wildcats. Morgan Phillips, Ariana Ware, and Cheyenne Fuller coming up. 2-2 pitch to Ondi. Must have missed, 3-2. An off-speed pitch may have frozen Ondi for a moment. Looked good, but may have missed high. Full count. Two outs. Morgan Sides at second base. Lily Ondi at the dish. Tigers with a three-run lead, trying to stretch it out even further. And that pitch misses low. Ondi will work a walk, and the Tigers will send the order on to Emily Seeley. Coming on a run now for Lily Ondi. Making her way on base for the second time today. It's Gracie Mason. Did have a stolen bag earlier in this game. She'll await contact on a pitch to Emily Seeley, the Auburn catcher today. Emily has singled and walked on the day to find herself on base twice. And a 1-for-2 day for the Auburn catcher. 1-0 as the pitch runs high. Here is a 1-0 pitch. This is roped into right field. That'll get by the right fielder and go all the way to the wall. One run will score. Around third base comes Mason. She heads into home, and that's a 2-RBI double for Emily Seal. The Tigers have opened it up in the sixth, 7-2. How about Emily Seeley on senior day? Lines the pitch out into right field, brings home two more. Tigers are in business here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kelsey Tabor will come out to run for her, and a big applause for Seeley as she trots back to the dugout. That's now four hits in the inning for this Auburn High lineup. Consequently, four runs have come across as well. Haley counts now the batter. Auburn now leading by five. First pitch of the at-bat. Runs high, 1-0. Stay tuned after this one as we'll talk to head coach Matt Hendricks about today's game as well as what's gone on over the previous week for the Tigers and what's coming up. All that and more on the Orthopedic Clinic post-game report. 1-0 pitch to counts. Skips up there, 2-0, dancing off a second base down there is Kelsey Cabor. Pitch got away from the catcher momentarily, but Fuller was able to corral that one. 2-0. Misses low and in, 3-0 now. Ben Russell having trouble getting out of the bottom of the sixth here. First crooked number on the board today in an inning. The Tigers have scored four and have another base runner. As Haley counts, will work a walk now. That pitch skipping up there. It'll be Faith Tolan coming to the dish. Now how about this? This turns into a situation where if Faith Tolan can leave the yard, this game's over. First pitch to face, she tried to do it. And came up empty, 0-1. Yeah, Faith trying to hit a walk-off there. Pitch coming home from Caldwell. Another swing and a miss by Faith, nothing in two. Faith has tried to end it on two swings. Auburn getting close to batting around. They can do it if Faith can find her way on base here, but she's down 0-2. Another cut to miss by Faith. Three big cuts for Faith. She comes up empty on all of them, and the Tigers are out of luck in the bottom of the sixth, but not before four runs come across. Four runs on four hits for the Tigers and an error in the inning by the Wildcats of Ben Russell. To the top of the seventh we go. Auburn needs three outs on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's gougecenter.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Three outs to go for the Auburn High Tigers here at the Auburn High School softball complex. It will be Ariana Ware standing in for the Ben Russell Wildcats. In the game, Tigers have put up seven runs on seven hits. Have made a couple of errors that allowed some runs to come across for Ben Russell. Two runs on two hits, though, for the Wildcats. And M.A. Grace still in the circle, working cleanly. save for the fourth and fifth innings. Is now three outs away from getting Auburn out of this and completing it yet another complete game on the year. This pitching staff between Helms, Grace, and Brewer has been nothing short of spectacular, but this is roped deep out into left center field, and just as you say it, Ariana Ware, check that, that's Aubrey Chapman at the dish, who opened things up in the circle for the Wildcats, takes the 1-1 pitch and deposits that one over the left center field wall for a home run. So 7-3, just like that. That's how you want to start an inning if you're the Wildcats trying to come back.
Now batting number 15,
top of the seventh, 7-3. Auburn on top of Ben Russell. Still in no danger here, but want to put him away. This is roped deep into left field, but that'll get foul into the Auburn bullpen. Emily Grace has given up a couple of hard hit balls the last couple pitches. Tigers trying to hunker down and complete the season sweep of Ben Russell. Went up to Alex City. Back in the early season and took that one 12-2 over the Wildcats. MA trying to run the Tigers through this one today. 0-1 pitch comes home to Phillips. On the inside corner for strike two. Seven hits for Auburn, three for the Wildcats from Ben Russell. Two errors apiece in this ballgame. Grace comes home with a nothing and two count. This is chopped fair down the third base line. Allen had trouble squeezing it, and I think that's going to go as a hit for Morgan Phillips. Will be a hit as Allen had to go to her right and was going away from the third base bag. It popped out of her glove momentarily. Phillips hit it hard enough for it to be a pretty tough play. Ware at the dish takes a big cut and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Now it gets a little pressure packed. Ben Russell still has the tying run standing in the dugout, but she is now standing rather than sitting. And the 0-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. Nothing in two, it'll go. Looks like there may be a little action down there in the Auburn bullpen. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Right to Allen at third. Throws back to first base. She got her. Double play turn by the Auburn third baseman. Nifty work by the hot corner, and there's two down. Oh, baby. Madison Allen goes up to get it with a left hand. And then picks off Morgan Phillips, who had wandered too far off of first base. Two down in the inning just like that. And it'll be up two. Not Cheyenne Fuller who will step in. This will be the new third baseman for the Ben Russell Wildcats. It's Zoya Minifield who bats from the right side. Swings and misses through the nothing and one pitch. It's 0-2. So a moment ago, what was starting to turn into a pressure-packed situation, the Tigers are now a strike away. The 0-2 pitch coming home from M.A. Grace. Here it is. Strike three, and the Tigers win. M.A. Grace throws a complete game. The Tigers turn a big double play late, and they win it 7-3 after putting up four insurance runs there in the bottom of the sixth inning. Once again, the Auburn High softball Tigers win it 7-3 over the Ben Russell Wildcats. We'll be back for the Orthopedic Clinic post-game report presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika or on the web at theorthoclinic.com. The Tigers win it on Senior Day, and we'll see you on the other side of this break on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Come in and get it out of your system, the Car Stereo Shop.
Hey, it's Steve from the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn, and yes, we are still in Auburn. Right behind CTU, our new address is 1823 Opelika Road. Turn in between Badcock Furniture and CTU, and you will be looking at us. Newer, bigger, better location, but the same great customer service. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road or call us at 887-8422.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Your home of light favorites and the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Tigers a winner today, 7-3 over the Ben Russell Wildcats. They do it on seven hits of their own. Only two errors in the game as well for either team. So a little bit of a sloppy game. However, the Tigers come out victorious with four insurance runs in the sixth inning. They take the season sweep over the Ben Russell Wildcats. They win the first one up in Alex City 12-2. And then they come back and get, once again, the 7-3 victory today. And welcome back to Auburn High Softball. And the Orthopedic Clinic post-game report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika, or on the web at theorthoclinic.com. For M.A. Grace, boy, Mary Alderson Grace had a great day today. A complete game, seven innings of work. Total strikeouts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight strikeouts on the day for M.A. She gets the total up to 64 strikeouts on the season and only seven walks. She's been very efficient thus far as she goes. The complete game holds Benjamin Russell to only one earned run on the day. Auburn did allow another one to come across only two earned runs on the day. Ben Russell was able to get one there in the seventh inning to move this to a 7-3 ball game. However, Mary Alderson Grace helps the Tigers get the W today. In the batter's box for the Tigers, let's go over your numbers very quickly. A 2-for-4 day for Madison Allen, who had a couple of singles both in the fourth and the sixth inning, came around to score in the sixth. Morgan Sides got on base in the third inning via the walk and singled in the sixth inning. She finishes 1-for-3 on the day. Ashlyn Harton walked back in the first inning and stole a base and then went 0-for-3 the rest of the day. Lily Ondi had a couple of hits on the day and a walk in the sixth inning. Also had an RBI in the third. Emily Seeley with a nice day at the dish. Two RBIs on a double there in the sixth inning. She goes 2-for-3 on the day with a walk. Also came around to score there in the second inning. Haley Counts with a couple of walks on the day. Came around to score in the fourth. Faith Tolan with a tough day at the plate. 0-for-3 in strikeouts. Did have a sack bunt back in the fourth inning that got a run home on a couple of errors. Daly Alsobrook with a single and an RBI back in the second inning before walking and coming home to score in the sixth inning. She then popped out to the second baseman there in the fourth to have a 1-for-2 day. Lissa Hood, rounding things out, walked back in the second inning, singled in the fourth, and then grounded out in the sixth inning. She finishes the day 1-for-2. So the Tigers get the win over the Ben Russell Wildcats once again. Let's look at the upcoming schedule for you. Still Matt Hendricks, head coach Matt Hendricks on the field doing a little bit of dirty work for the Tigers. So let's go ahead and run you through your last part of the season for Auburn. Of course, you know, we told you it will be Central coming up for the Tigers. Opelika coming up for the Tigers. Already played Central. Tigers are 2-2 in area. They've won two games over Smith Station, lost two to number five in the state, Central. However, you got to remember that Red Devil squad, always very, very stout. The Tigers were able to hold them to, well, only a two-run deficit the first time, and then went to Phoenix City just a day later and kept that at a one-run game. Tigers has competed much better this year with Central. We'll see if that carries over into the postseason. They then went up to Hoover a few days ago and kept the Bucks maintained, the wild offense for the Hoover Bucks maintained, averaging a little over 8 runs a game, held them to 5, were able to only lose that one 5-3. So as you heard last week from head coach Matt Hendricks, no moral victories in this game. However, it is good to see yourself have some success against some of the more top teams in the state. We'll see if that carries over into the postseason. Auburn trying to get back to the regionals and into state tournament for the first time in over 3 years. We'll look down the way here after this Ben Russell game. Auburn will get Wetumpka here on Thursday night. Won't have that call here on WLE 96.3 as we'll have Auburn High baseball going on at the Auburn High Baseball Complex, about 100 yards from us. Auburn and Central will get things going there at 5 o'clock. Then it'll be Marbury a few days later on that Monday. It'll be Opelika on Tuesday and Thursday for the Auburn High Tigers. The home game coming on Tuesday, and then the Thursday game going to be over in the sister city, Opelika. Tigers will head up to Marbury High School, where they'll play at Marbury. And then Beauregard comes back on the final Thursday before Auburn gets area play started on that Friday night. They'll head likely to Phoenix City for the area tournament, unless Smith Station can help them out a little bit. Central will be likely the one seed, as they can take one game from Smith that would put the Tigers back a little bit too far. However, Auburn trying to get the two seed headed into that area tournament and come up as the number two seed from the region. We'll have to see how things play out the rest of the way, but that's looking like the likely trip for the Tigers. Let's take one more break here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. When we come back, we'll try to get a hold of head coach Matt Hendricks, who's still doing a little dirt dragging there on the field. If we can get a hold of him, we'll have an interview with him presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. If we can't, we will end the broadcast when we come back next on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
This is Zach Osterbrook with Osterbrook Law Group, specializing in family law, criminal defense, DUI, and personal injury. Osterbrook Law Group can help you. 114 North 9th Street in downtown Opelika, serving Lee County and the surrounding areas for over 10 years. Remember, if you want someone that has your back, call Zach. 737-3718. Big city experience, small town values. Osterbrook Law Group.
No representation is made that the quality of services to be performed is the greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Auburn High softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, One in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Come in and get it out of your system. The Car Stereo Shop.
Hey, it's Steve from the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn, and yes, we are still in Auburn, right behind CTU. Our new address is 1823 Opelika Road.
And the Tigers. Auburn High Softball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn a winner today over the Ben Russell Wildcats, 7-3. They use seven hits. Do make a couple errors in the field, but take advantage of a couple errors themselves to win this one. In the end, on senior day, we sit down now with head coach Matt Hendricks on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Coach, thought you guys came out. This is a game where, you know, you've played a couple top five teams. Ben Russell, not a top five team, but it's a game you got to win if you want to be in that echelon. Tell us about what you did today, especially your seniors.
I mean, it's senior night, so it's one of those days where it's you're more, I hate to say you're more focused on the people than you are the game, but you know, this is a great group of kids that we spent a lot of time with. You know, I've known five of the seven of them since they were in the seventh grade. I've known the other two for, you know, since they were in the ninth grade. Like Liliandi moved in her ninth grade year, so did Ashlyn Harton. So, you know, we've known them a little bit shorter, but it feels like we've known them for a long time. And then, of course, Madison's been in for 2 years, so I guess I've known four of them, not five of them. But, you know, it's today was about them. We focus really hard in our program on not making it about a person or a group of people. Over the years, I've caught a lot of flack. We don't have senior banners hanging up on the bleachers, and we don't do a bunch of talk about seniors and all that kind of garbage. But I do love this group of kids, and they all do exactly what we want them to do. They embody what we want in our program, which is they're selfless. You know, they all got a chance to play today. They all got a chance to start today. They played the whole game, except for a couple subs I made because of some injuries. But for the most part, you know, it was a good day for them. Emily Seeley had a really good day. I think she drove in two runs at the end and had a couple big hits. And for the most part, we played pretty solid. We did make two mistakes on defense that I think we could fix. But for the most part, it was a good day.
Talk about what M.A. Grace gave you today in another complete game. And this is two now that I've seen her throw in the last couple of weeks. Do you like where your staff is at heading into the latter part of the season here?
I do, and we're at that point in the year where I told them I'm going to stretch them. So last week we went three-headed monster game one against Central, and then Wednesday we kind of had a plan to mix them up, and instead Abby ended up throwing the whole ball game. She wanted the ball really bad, so I let her have it. Last night we went to Hoover, and she wanted it again, and so I let Abby have it. And I told her, I said, since you got it tonight, MA's got it tomorrow night, and it's hers. Barring an injury or something that puts us in danger, she's going to throw. I said, I'm not pulling her because she misses pitches or she makes mistakes or anything. She needs to be stretched a little bit anyways. And she throws seven innings on 90 pitches, so I don't know how much we got stretch out of her, but you know, that's what she does. She's efficient. She throws strikes, she locates, and she makes people put it in play. She missed a couple pitches today. I'm going to attribute a little bit of that to wind. When you spin it a lot, the ball tends to ride sometimes. And I think it got her a couple times on a couple gusts, but for the most part, she spun it well and kept it in the zone.
I wanted to talk about what you said last week. We talked about moral victories, and obviously, you know, you come back on Central and you make a game of it there late. Then you go up there, you play them to a one-run game. You go to Hoover, like you mentioned, you hold them to a two-run deficit. Look, I know these are losses and they don't count for much in a coach's eyes, but you got to be happy with at least your team competing in those games against top teams.
Well, that's the right word for it. You know, we're competing right now. Talked to them last night and said, hey, there's not a whole lot I can tell you except to do what we do and do it a little bit better. You know, Abby last night, I'm going to start with her. She battles in the zone. We had a tight zone, which we've had several lately, and that's a good thing because that's how it's going to get when we get playoff time anyways. Like, they always tighten up at the end, so you'd rather see them now. They were good zones. I'm not complaining about any of them. I've actually complimented all three of the umpires we've had with the tight zones lately. But the biggest thing is she's learning how to beat people in the zone, and that's huge. It's critical. Last night at Hoover, they got a 4-0, I think, lead, and then all of a sudden she really figured it out, and she spun it well for the last three innings. We made a couple of defensive mistakes last night that we need to fix, but we're working on them, and, you know, we're not going to be perfect, even though I want us to be. Then you go through the lineup. Like, we out-hit Hoover last night, just like we out-hit Central twice last week. And we just got to be more timely. It was tonight we were out-hitting them, and we were up 3-2, and it's like we've got to be timely. And so that's going to be something that we work on over the next couple weeks, is to get that big critical hit. Like I said, Emily got one there in the sixth, and that kind of gave us a lot of cushion. But for the most part, we're exactly where we need to be as long as we continue to grow and progress.
A lot of progression still to go for this Auburn High team.
Oh, always.
Headed into the postseason. Coach, appreciate the time, and go Tigers.
Thank you, Jack.
Yes, sir. That's head coach Matt Hendricks on the Auburn High School Sports Network, and that's going to do it for us here at the Auburn High School Softball Complex. Once again, Auburn wins it 7-3 over the Benjamin Russell Wildcats. For my studio engineer, Sam Boyd, and Jack Hutton saying so long, everybody. Have a good night, and go Tigers.
Auburn High Softball on 96.3 W. Lee
was presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gouge Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware. See the broadcast schedule at 963WLEE.com. Thanks for listening, and go Tigers!
This has been an Auburn Networks production.